PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. Here's the deal today, guys. 24 for the high, windy conditions, but the temp is going to start to feel like negative 1 by 10 a.m. this morning. We love that.
Is it still coming down out there? Hard? Because when I was driving to work, it was like nobody's business.
We seem to be okay this morning. God. But if you are driving, just be careful because it's slick out there. Just a side note, to go off track real quick. So some of you know I've been doing this 72-hour water fast. I'm on coming up on 40 hours of no food, just water. And I went to, during commercial break, Google the weather and what we're looking like for the remainder of the day. And I don't know why, but I put in the search bar baked ziti.
You're unwell.
I'm sitting over here laughing. I'm like, I have no idea why I Googled baked ziti. But that's the first thing that came up.
You are so unwell.
On your way to work this morning, you came from Fairport.
Yeah. So my commute's a little longer than it, you know, has always been.
Yeah.
My commute from Park Ave was 4 minutes, and now it's like 17.
Right. But you need extra time.
With good weather.
Well, you need
good weather.
You need extra time to brush off your car.
Yeah.
You don't do it, do you? Oh, you're the worst.
Chuck the wipers on and be done with it. But when I went out this morning, as I'm sure a lot of other people experienced early this morning, it was coming down. And it came down literally all day yesterday, all overnight.
Yep.
And there was a significant amount of snow on my car. So back it up, chuck the wipers on, you know, do my thing. Roll the windows down. And
roll the windows down just to get the side snow off.
I mean, listen, there's people who do it right, and there's people who are innovative and waste no time.
Do you have,
and I'm one of those people.
Do you own a snow brush?
Yes, I got actually a really nice snow brush for Christmas. So shout out to my mom. But I was driving to work and it's pitch black out. The snow is coming at my face. And this has only happened to me one other time, and it was when I was driving home in a snowstorm from college, and it's pitch black out. And I know that the first snowfall of the year, or when it snows, people are a little bit dramatic.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, everyone's going 20, and there's, like, a light dusting, and that's annoying. But I think darkness and snow is a whole different animal, and when I was driving this morning on 490, I want to know if anyone else has experienced this. I sometimes have had this notion of like I'm tripping out. So when the snow is coming at you so fast.
Sure.
And you're moving. You can't figure out what's actually
right.
happening.
You're in a tunnel of snow. It's kind of like
I feel like I'm in Star Wars. I literally feel like I'm in Star Wars. Yeah.
That's exactly what
Or like Space Mountain or a ride at Disney. I really do feel like I'm in a spaceship. And it really like it just messes with my brain so much. And listen, you need to be in a good headspace if you're operating a car, a vehicle. So I'm like driving.
Not only do you need to be in a good headspace, but you have some responsibility to clean it off before you drive it.
Well, it was clean at this point. It was completely clean at this point.
It just snowed 10 inches last night.
You hit the gas and all comes off. No worries.
I just looked up. So Breezy drives a Nissan Sentra.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked up on the internet. I said, how good is a Nissan Sentra in the snow? And it went from a scale of very poor to excellent. And it ranked you as okay. But that's only if you have really good quality snow tires.
Yeah. Well, I do now, which is
now great. You do.
Which is great. I got those bad boys put on just in time.
It will perform best with proper snow tires and careful driving.
Have you ever experienced this, though? Have you ever, you know exactly what I'm talking about? Because, like, my head was literally spinning.
Yeah. I went off the road years back. If you're going down 390 south, no, excuse me, 390 north, you could take the Westridge Road exit, mm-hmm. and it's a loop. And I had my little 03 Honda Civic.
And those tires were quarters.
So
I'm sure of it.
I don't know what happened. I was doing the normal speed and I did a right into the ditch. My car just did a whole,
I don't know.
360 fishtail moment.
Into the ditch. And I'm glad it happened because there was a line of cars in front of me. I was either going to hit them or just be a defensive driver and hit the ditch.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm so sick of this damn weather.
Was this because it was dark or was it light out?
Dusk.
Yeah.
I mean, winter, sun starts to set at what, 4:30, 2 p.m. And I was like, it was starting to get dark. And then that was a whole thing, getting the car out and then heading home.
Right.
It sucked.
Was your dad pissed?
No. Oh. I mean, but most of the time,
whenever I call my parents and I'm in an accident, they're pissed. I'm like, oh, I'm alive, so that's good.
Nobody asks if you're okay. What did you do now, Breeze? I could see literally. Your dad so pissed.
One time I literally totaled my car on 490. This was years ago, 2020. And obviously it caused a huge backup, pile up, whatever. My dad, I'm going 490 west. My dad passes me going 490 east, waves out the window. I'm like, hi, are you going to stop?
Yeah.
Couldn't be him.
Couldn't be him. So my first vehicle was a 1996 Chevy Blazer. And at the time, being 18 years old, I had something called big truck syndrome, right? Normally found in white guys who compensate for their tiny wieners. So I thought I was big and bad, right? Because I had four-wheel drive. So I thought I could just do anything I wanted on the road. Totally just not a skilled driver at this time. So what I would do is I'd turn the four-wheel drive on, and if my father or my mom was parked behind me in the driveway, I'd go around on the lawn through the snowbank. And one time I got stuck on the top of a snowbank trying to get to MCC, and my dad came out pissed. he had to chain up his pickup to my Chevy Blazer and pull me out, and he was pissed.
How many accidents have you gotten in, including the ones with like snow piles and banks and things like that?
I've hit two deer, which both times it was the deer's fault.
They ran into you, obviously.
And then that Chevy Blazer, the first radio station down at Five Star Bank building, mm-hmm. I totaled that in the parking garage. It hit a pole.
How does that work?
It was on my phone during East Ave Fest. I went right down into the garage, and the truck went right into a concrete pole, and the tires went split both ways. The axle broke right in half. Somebody gave me $400 for that Blazer, and I took it. That was another stupid, you know. But those were like the last of it. And right. Then, of course, the hit and run in L.A.
Right.
Somebody hit me and took off. But that's, you know. Luckily, I've never been in any serious accidents involving another individual.
Yeah.
It's just my own stupidity.
Mine have always been with other people. So I'm like, if I'm suffering, you're suffering with me.
That goes with all areas of your life.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
I'll fully admit it. Reporting stories like this makes me a little bitter. Just a touch. There was a Take 5 winner right here in Rochester.
No.
The top winning prize of a Take 5 ticket was sold at a corner store on the city's northeast side for the New York Lottery. They announced it yesterday on Monday.
What was the jackpot for that?
The ticket for that was just under $30,000, and it was sold for Sunday evening's drawing at M&Z Express on Bay Street. The winner has yet to be announced, but okay. They are here, they are local.
But they came forward.
Yeah, but their name isn't.
Yeah, but why would you want to do that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I would love
$30,000.
Well, put after
my down payment on my house.
You'll get $8,500 after taxes.
No, literally.
Yo, we got to start playing because this just goes to show you. You never know.
You never know.
My, when I was at Greece Athena, there was a teacher's aide in the class that I had all through like middle school and part of high school. She was great.
Mm-hmm.
And she played a scratch off ticket at Wegmans in Greece, won over $1 million. And then she passed away right after, I think. So I hope she got some time to enjoy it.
Coincidence?
I don't know, man. Anybody who ever wins the lottery, like big, big money, they say is always cursed. I'm talking about like Mega Millions, like people who won $100,000, $100 million jackpot.
I used to watch that show that was like the lottery ruined my life.
Yeah.
And they all turned into like alcoholic and drug addicts.
Every single person who's ever won it big horrible things have happened.
I have this image in my head of this woman who was an alcoholic. She only rode around in a limo. She just get drunk in the back of the limo.
Really?
Yeah, it was in the show. It's just so crazy.
People are stupid with their money because when you've never had it, you have no idea how to use it.
Correct.
You know, so many of these athletes have gone broke who've had $50, $60, $75 million contracts.
The rag to riches story is crazy. And like, I don't know. I know people who've made six figures living alone. You know what I mean? And they're like, I'm living paycheck to paycheck. I'm like, that's not.
If I win $50 million, A, I don't say nothing to nobody. B, I don't quit my job. I continue to work. C, I call my boy who's a financial advisor, say, what do I do with it? D, I give some to my parents and my brothers, and then my niece and nephews, when they turn 25 years old, they get a certain chunk of change.
Sure.
I figured all this out in my head just in case it were to happen, because I play.
I do you play. Left one person out, so.
Don't worry, I'll take care of you.
Okay.
All right, coming up on the show, what do you guys like to watch when you rot away? Kind of like us yesterday.
I mean, with the weather turning and it's going to feel like, what did you say, -1 out today?
By 10 a.m., it's going to feel like -1.
Right, of course. I'm not leaving the house. Are you leaving the house?
I got a haircut appointment.
Yeah, no, I'm not into that. And I will not be. Once I get home at like 1, 2 o'clock, I won't be out for the rest of the night.
People got stuff to do.
My girlfriend last night goes, do you want to walk the dog with me? I go, there's nothing I would rather not do. But I started a show yesterday, and this is going to be my rot show, and I wonder if anybody else has a rot show.
Yes, mine is pretty disturbing.
Oh, God.
It's really bad.
I can't wait to hear about it.
I can't wait to share it. It's coming up next.
98PXY is free.
We're all trying to shine bright like a diamond, but it's like 4 degrees out, and we're miserable. It's PXY Mornings.
I'm shining bright like a diamond with my spray tan.
Yeah, you got quite a few coats on you yesterday.
Sure did. Look good, feel better, baby.
How many layers is that? Moose Breezy, when the weather is this cold out, it's so hard to stay motivated. You guys know that. And with this, even me, this 72-hour water fast I'm doing, I feel terrible. I feel like I have the flu. So on top of feeling this way and it snowing hard yesterday, you can't help but to sit on the sofa and rot for 8 hours. If you have the ability to do so. Some of you have real jobs and families.
Yeah, that's tough.
That's not us.
We feel for you. We truly do.
Yeah, we do.
I did something similar yesterday. I mean, I was cooking the majority of the day, and then I got done around like 3, 4 o'clock. And I was like, all I was thinking about all day was watching this one show. And have you ever tried to watch a show that everybody tells you is so good? It's so good. You have to watch it. It's so good. And you've tried and attempted to watch season one, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 times. And you're just like, I can't get into it. Like, but I know once I get past this, it'll be better. And it's an older, like it started way older.
Yeah, that's
but it's still running today.
Yeah, that's Game of Thrones for me.
Okay.
I couldn't do it. I tried, and there was so much other content that right. I just got consumed with. I said, screw it. I'm not watching it.
You didn't do it?
Never.
You didn't follow through?
No.
So my commitment to 2025 was to actually follow through with this show. And what? I said it to myself, and I said it to my friend. And it's called Southern Charm. It's on Bravo. It's been around forever. It's still running to this day.
This is a series?
Yeah, it's a reality show.
Oh.
It's a reality show.
It's a reality show, you guys.
Classic reality show, right? Classic. But basically, the show, it just follows this group of friends in Charleston, South Carolina. It started in 2014. It's still going to this day. So there's like 10 seasons.
What do you get out of it, though? What do you like about it?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Nothing just
right,
yet.
Right, okay.
Nothing just yet. But I was thinking, like, this will be my rotting show. This won't be a show that I'm like, oh my God, I have to run home and finish this right now. This will be a leisurely watch. Like, I can stretch it over the course of the winter, and it's mindless TV for when you just want to lay on the couch. Because not every show is like that. There's a lot of shows that hook you.
I know.
And you're addicted and you're obsessed and you need to know what happens in the next episode. It's not one of those shows.
I know.
And I was thinking to myself, I really feel like everybody needs a rot show.
Everybody needs one.
A show that they can just leisurely turn on and catch in the middle of.
Nothing calms me down more than a true crime documentary.
I know, but that's like your baseline. Like, do you have a sitcom or something that you could put on in the background while doing something else and you're like,
Everybody Loves Raymond.
Really?
Watched it religiously since the 90s.
And you could put it on right now and still feel that feeling?
Yeah, I've seen every episode and every season maybe 3-4 times. But
So I think, where would you even watch that now, though? Like Hulu or something?
YouTube TV.
YouTube TV. Perfect.
It's on repeat every day at every hour.
We love it. They have a Everybody Loves Raymond channel. And he's in that new show, so you should watch
that show. I know. It's really good. I haven't gotten to it yet.
It's a really good one. But I want to know what your rot show is. 585-252-9800. This person says, Workaholics is definitely mine.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And this person says, Broad City, Always Sunny in Philadelphia, or SpongeBob.
Yeah, I was going to say It's Always Sunny in Philly. That's one of my go-tos. Speaking of true crime, so have you, anyone at all, 585-252-9800, Girl in a Box. Anyone seen this true crime story?
What corner of the internet are you on?
Well, the Girl in a Box, they did a couple movies on it. One's on Amazon, I started watching, and then A&E did a whole doc on it. Girl in the Box is about that 20-year-old girl at the time, Colleen Stan. She hitchhiked out of her Eugene, Oregon hometown. This was in 1977. Okay, she was careful who she picked up or who picked her up. Group of guys pull up, like five guys in a car. She's like, nah, that seems a little risky.
Yeah.
Then a husband and a wife pull up with a baby in the back seat, and she gets in with them. Turns out they end up pulling over, hold her at knife point, and then keep her in a box, like a coffin type, under their bed for like 7 years. And they only pull her out to like abuse the hell out of this poor woman or have sex with her or rape her, and then put her back in the box. And I'm watching this and I'm like, you want to talk about
uplifting?
Well, it wasn't very uplifting, but I'm watching this and I'm just in awe of how somebody can mentally and emotionally get through something like that. They would, after a certain point, allow her to go on a jog by herself. They let her out, but they always kind of told her about the company. People were watching her 24/7. So if she tried to get away or tell anyone what was going on, they brainwashed her into thinking that her whole family was going to get murdered and she was going to get killed. So she'd go out on her own for like an hour or two and then always come back. And they continued the abuse for years. And I'm like, I haven't finished it yet. But after a while, I'm like, okay, this is, I need to go to bed at some point.
Yeah.
This is a lot to sleep on.
I'm not rotting to that show. That show gives me anxiety.
Oh, there's a ton of anxiety.
I have enough for myself. I want something that is completely and utterly mindless. Just mindless.
This could be mindless, just playing in the background.
This person says, Friends, Sex and the City, Grey's Anatomy. Reba. Love it.
You missed out on all the really good shows growing up. Cheers.
Well, yeah,
Seinfeld.
Like a zygote.
Yeah.
I was a fetus. I wasn't even born yet. I wasn't even thought of yet.
Yeah, but all these shows are still on repeat. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of good shows out there. But for me, I don't know what it is. And maybe it's a red flag. Sometimes before bed, I like a good true crime. I like a good Jeffrey Dahmer story.
It doesn't give you nightmares?
No. No, it doesn't give me nightmares at all. I just find it so interested how somebody's mind works. To do something like that to another individual, what makes you tick? How do you get to that point? To keep a woman under your bed in a coffin for 7 years and just wake up and be like, you good under there? Coffee? How do you sleep?
Sleep? How do you sleep?
On my right side.
Like, not you, them. Like, I would just be laying there and I just hear, let me out. Like, how does she not say anything?
I'm
so confused.
Yeah. Anyways, it's called Girl in a Box if you guys are interested in
it. Yeah, so if you want to ruin your day, go check that one out. Or you could just watch 90 Day Fiancé.
That's a good one, too. 98 PXY.